And we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight from the Lesnik Center for the Arts. Of course, we've heard her many times before, Janet Block. She's going to talk about some of the things coming up, exciting things both this month and in early July. Janet, welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you, Larry.
Aloha.
Thanks, Esther. Hi, Esther. Hi. How are you both?
You have an exciting thing, and you haven't been able to actually have it in person as much, but you got your gala coming up. So tell us all the details about that, and you have a special MC coming in.
Oh, sure. So Saturday, June 25th at 5:30, we will be back in person at Blue Chip Casino Hotel and Spa for our annual gala, which hasn't been so annual during COVID. It'll be our first time in live in 3 years. So we're super excited. And we have a great night planned. Our MC is Marianne Bergerson Ahern, who is well known for her work on NBC Channel 5 News Chicago. And she has emceed us for the live auction for, I think this is her third year. So, and it might even be her fourth, but forgive me because we skipped a couple of years being virtual. So I'm not, you know, but anyhow, she actually hails from Michigan City. She went to Marquette High School.
Oh,
so we're
my
super
gosh.
Excited. Yeah. So she brings with her people who come, and she's really enthusiastic about the arts. We also have a really cool DJ coming this year. Kind of tried to think a lot about what we really like for entertainment. And truthfully, people love to dance. And so we have DJ Glenn Russell, who is, he was really well known in the 90s at establishments such as Neo and Exit. And he has, a big following of people from kind of the 80s and 90s, industrial, but just an ear for great music. And so we're excited to have him DJ after the program. And we have
Janet, can you do a teaser on any of the auction items?
Oh my gosh, we honestly do have great auction items this year. We have, first of all, my own husband is a photographer, and he has a beautiful black and white photograph of Neil Peart from Rush. There's lots of Rush fans out there. And it's a really, and Neil Peart passed away, I think, like 2 years ago. So, I talked him into donating that. But we also have lots of restaurant certificates. We have VIP tickets to the boat races in Michigan City. We have dance theater. We have both theater tickets, but we also have dance to Hubbard Street Theater, Field Museum. I'm trying to think of some of that. We have it's an Art Deco fireplace fan that is really gorgeous that somebody donated from their home. So, yeah, I mean, we just have like some sort of odd.
So is there a virtual aspect to the auction as well? Or
there is
that only?
No, there is. You can attend. You can attend and bid on things, whether or not you attend the auction. Yep. Or the event. So that you can find on our website. It probably would be too long to repeat the link, and I don't know it offhand, but yes, you can make bids. It's not live yet, but it should be live in like another week.
Perfect.
It's not good to do it too early. So suspense.
So cost is $150 for individual, $1,500 for a table. Starts at 5:30. Not black tie, non-black tie, I guess you might say. So explain that.
We don't do that. We haven't. For a number of years.
Probably been 10 years that it's been casual.
Yeah. No, we do it. One of the things people love about our gala is it is casual. You can dress artsy. So we're calling it Starry Night. So use your imagination, and, you know, you might be wearing a Starry Night dress, or you might be wearing sequins and sparkles. We like people to be sort of artsy about how they dress, and it's summer and it's usually hot, and we want people to be comfortable. So you can literally wear shorts or you can wear a gown. We like the variety. And also, I just will tell you that for that $150, aside from all the fun, we do have an open bar, and we actually take we have a better quality bar. So you know. And then we have a wonderful, elegant buffet that includes a carving prime rib and chicken breast and, you know, really what Blue Chip does their best. So yeah, but most people will say it's just one of the more fun galas of, I will call it the most fun gala of the summer.
Well, that's great.
I can do that.
Well, it's coming up in July. You have a great exhibit coming up, and tell us a little bit about that in this about minute we have.
I do. I don't know if your viewers get this streaming, but I'm going to just say this is one piece that is a representation of, this is one of 72 pieces that will be in our installation room by a really well-known artist named Ebony Patterson, who has been in all the fairs. She is she hails from I believe it's Haiti, and this piece the show is called Monique Meloche Presents. Monique Meloche is celebrating her 20th year as a Chicago gallery, and she championed in the very beginning and since artists of color. And most of her artists are now in museums across the world. So you are going to see some of those artists like Sanford Biggers, Ebony Patterson, Leo Bright, Jake Troilee. I mean,
did Monique curate?
Monique and Laura together curated. Yep, Monique and Laura together. Cherie Hovsepian is, I think she just won like a major award at the Venice Biennale. These are world-class artists, and and Monique has a home in Miller Beach, so we're super excited to bring them.
Glad to have you back on the show again. Tell us about the gala and the exhibit coming up, that Starry Night on June 25th, and you get tickets at Lebesnik Center, and you get that online. Janet Block, thank you so much for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you always.
Thank you, Janet.